The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Time to catch a cheetah.
Cheetah.
Possibly. Welcome back to War of the Roses to catch a cheetah on The Jubal Show. It is time for War of the Roses to catch a cheetah, and on the phone right now is Caroline. Caroline, what's up? How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Not too bad. So you emailed us because you think that your husband, or husband in normal English, not being faithful to you. What's going on?
Yeah, it's just a feeling I have, you know, just in the pit of my stomach, that he might be seeing someone else.
Okay, so you just have a feeling. I'm like, what is he doing that makes you think that he's cheating?
Yeah, so his birthday just passed, and I don't know, something just feels really off with him. So I started going through his stuff, you know, I went through his duffel bag, and I found a gift in there from a woman, and it was this really expensive bottle of tequila. And there was a note inside, and it said, you know, it's been really great getting to know you this year, and I can't, you know, I'm basically looking forward to splitting this bottle with you.
Oh, Melissa. Oh wow. And it was from someone named Melissa?
Yes.
Okay.
So did you ask him about it?
No, I have not asked him about it yet, and, you know, honestly, I was just really nervous about it. Yeah, because, I mean, I've never heard him mention a Melissa. He doesn't work with a Melissa. I've never heard him say anything about someone with that name. And it's right. A pretty expensive bottle of tequila. You know, so part of me is just really scared of the answer. And I feel like if I confront him at home, he'll just brush me off. He'll call me crazy. You know, that kind of thing. So
That's what cheaters do. That's what they do. They mess with your mind. They're like, what are you talking about? Like, you're paranoid. You're crazy. I'd never do anything.
They love to flip it around.
Up and like, really, I'm making up that I found a bottle of tequila from a woman named Melissa in your bag? So you just decided to go through the bag because of your gut feeling?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not really the type to snoop. I just don't. You know, we've been together for 3 years. We've been married one. And I've always trusted him. It's just something in my gut says, like, there's just something really off. And his behavior is off. So, you know, I really want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when a behavior is off with your significant other, man. Yeah. I mean, I've snooped. I've looked in bags. I've looked in their pants pockets for receipts, you know, on ex relationships when they were actually cheating.
Yeah.
And looking for anything I could find.
So, Alex, though, did you have a feeling that they were cheating before the snooping?
Yes, of course. Okay. Yeah. I did think that they were cheating, so that's why I was looking for
stuff. So it's justified.
Yeah. For me.
Okay. Would you snoop without them thinking that, though? Just a snoop?
No.
No?
I don't really care. Yeah. I mean, at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't think you're going to find anything, there's no point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
but
think
it could be kind of fun to snoop still.
Like, in past relationships, I was just, like, I knew that stuff was off and I knew that they were probably cheating. And also, like, I was younger, you know, jealous probably. You know, like, it's just different now in life. Like, I don't care what my significant other's doing or what they're buying. Like, as long as they're not cheating on me, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd still be fun to snoop, though.
All I care about is Snoop Dogg. So.
Well, all right. So, have you thought of any way that we could set him up?
Yeah. So he's part of a monthly wine club, you know, so they'll send it to your house, a new wine for you to try. So I thought maybe something like that, like he would totally be into.
Oh yeah. And how long ago was his birthday?
Just 2 weeks ago.
Okay, cool. So maybe I could call from the wine of the wine club that he's with. What's the name of it? Okay. All right. Well, I'll pretend to call from there with a birthday gift for him, wine and flowers to send to someone, and see whose name he gives us, if he gives us your name or the name Melissa that was in the card that you found or someone else's.
Yeah, you don't know.
Okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll do it right after this. Hang on. We'll play a song, come back, and see if we can catch a cheetah.
Cheetah!
Next. It's a Jubal Show. Go ahead and call it. Caroline, who's on the phone right now for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, she wants us to call her husband, Clint. And see if we can find out if he is, in fact, seeing someone else. Because she found a bottle of tequila and a card in his bag. His birthday just passed. And the card said, what did it say, Caroline, again?
It said, it was nice getting to know you this year. Looking forward to splitting this bottle with you, Melissa.
Melissa.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to find out, though. That's the reason that Caroline thinks that he might be cheating on her. And apparently he's a member of like a wine of the month club. So I'm going to call him up, pretend to be from there with a special gift from him. Maybe a love of wine.
Okay.
Or a love of birthdays, because his birthday just passed and offer him a special package that includes flowers and stuff and see if he'll give us the name of the person he wants to send the flowers to. Hopefully he says your name, Caroline.
Yes, I hope so too.
All right. Well, we'll find out whose name he says in just a second. I'm Adala's phone number, right? Everybody ready?
Ready.
All right, strap on in.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jordan calling from .com looking for Clint.
Oh, hi. Yeah, speaking.
Clint, how are you?
Pretty good. Is there an issue or?
Oh, no, no. Well, no issue. This is actually a good phone call, but first of all, wanted to thank you for your patronage.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you're enjoying our service and you're enjoying the beautiful vinos that we're sending you.
Yes, it's awesome. I've actually recommended to a couple friends already.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. Make sure that they say your name if they sign up. You get a little bit of a discount.
Yes, I have.
Well, just calling you to say thanks again for ordering from us. And also, wanted to say happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Obviously, you put in your birthday when you sign up for us. And we're doing a new thing this year where we are we're calling our people to say happy birthday and offer them a little birthday present to say thank you for being such a great customer. So happy birthday, and we would like to extend an offer of a free month for you.
All right.
Also,
great.
a bouquet of flowers and some chocolates and a complimentary bottle of wine that you can send to somebody special in your life.
Damn. Wow. Okay, sure. I'll take it. That doesn't cost any extra or anything?
No. It's all free. It's just our way of saying, way of saying thank you.
All right.
So anyway, I can get you all set up. We have, of course, your information in the system, so we'll take care of that free month. We'll send you an email confirmation so you can get that. And these flowers and these chocolates just need to get the information of who you want to send them to. So I guess, with a name.
Okay, you can address it to Melissa.
Is there a message or anything you want to put with that? You can write something in the card if you want.
Yeah, sure. Just say, looking forward to sharing this with you. Thanks for all the moments we've shared so far.
Mm. Oh, shared a lot of good moments, huh?
Yes, we have.
With Melissa. That's cool.
Yes.
that's great. Although I feel like you should be spending those precious moments with your wife, because that's what I would be doing.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Why the hell are you sending wine and chocolate with a woman named Melissa, who you've been spending what moments with?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I know you hear me.
Yep, Clint, that's your wife, Caroline, on the phone.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, what? Who exactly? Who is Melissa?
What?
Clint, this is the Jubal Show. I'm Jubal. That's my hot-ass wife, Alex Friesch.
Hey.
My wife, and who I would send flowers to if somebody asked me. English Evan, who I would also probably send flowers to because he's a nice guy.
And beautiful.
And then your wife is on the phone because she found a card in your bag with a bottle of expensive tequila from a woman named Melissa, and she thought maybe you might be sneaking around behind her back.
I'm sorry, you went through my bag?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, here we go.
There's the defense.
Seriously,
oh my God,
you went
wait, that's
through
the
my
biggest
stuff,
problem you, right now. You were sending a bottle of wine to a woman named Melissa, who you have been spending time with and have all these memories with. So what the hell is going on?
You don't, there's a lot of context. You don't understand. That is such a breach of privacy.
You'd
be like listening in on me.
Oh my God.
On like secret phone calls and going through my stuff. Are you crazy?
Are you cheating?
Did I say anything about secret phone calls? You did. So you're having.
Oh my God! No, this is you're so paranoid. You're so paranoid.
Paranoid? You're cheating.
Exactly. Why are you sending wine and chocolates to this woman? Please explain that. Maybe we can, get rid of my paranoia.
I can explain it later. It's just context.
Yeah, you need time to make up a story. Is that it?
Yeah.
That doesn't have to, that isn't inherently a romantic thing. Like, we are friends.
That's how nervous.
Really? So you get free wine and chocolates.
You've never had wine with a friend?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You send bottles of wine and chocolates to another man and say, oh, I can't wait to split this with you.
I wouldn't mind if you did. I wouldn't mind.
Oh, of course you wouldn't mind because you're doing it.
Yeah, because you're like, good, she's off my back. Now I can just go see Melissa without having to worry about her.
Well, listen, you already have a bottle of expensive tequila at home to split with her. So now you also have to split a bottle of wine. That's what you're telling me. When is the last time you and I have gone out for a drink? When is the last time you and I have done anything? So instead of bringing that home back to me, you're sending it back to another woman.
Well, maybe if you appreciated it a little bit more.
I took you out and I did stuff for you. You're doing all this other stuff for another woman to thank her for what?
I really can't with you right now.
You can't
I really can't with you right now. So you know what you're going to expect when you get home? To pack your
And there it is. And there he goes.
He left.
Probably home to pack his
Yeah.
Caroline?
If he didn't, I'll do it for him.
Yeah. You all right?
I'm actually pretty heated right now, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, glad you trusted your gut because it was right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I trusted it too, guys. And as embarrassing as it is, at least I found out, right?
So. Yeah, you did. But here's the thing, though, okay? This is why how I always feel when someone's cheating on someone, okay? Because people are always embarrassed by that. You don't have anything to be embarrassed about.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that should be embarrassed. He just did what sometimes people do to people that they don't really want to be with,
yeah,
or whatever their reason for cheating is. Mm-hmm. He did that. There's no reason you should be embarrassed by that. That has nothing to do with you. That has everything to do with him, okay?
Exactly.
Thank you.
If you get home before him, smash that bottle of tequila. It might make you feel better.
Or just drink it.
Either way.
Over his stuff. That's
going
to
burn it.
And then light it on fire. Tequila's very flammable. All right. Well, good luck with everything, Caroline.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
The Jubal Show on demand.